Market forces. The first environmental forces block is related to the market forces of the customer segments in your business model canvas. The purpose of the market forces block is to verify that your model is in line with the evolving needs of your chosen customer segment. When you are looking at market forces, you should start by asking, can I break down the customer segment further using demographics and psychographic data? If your market segment relates to individual consumers, B2C, a tool called Business Decisions by Civic Technologies, available at many libraries, can help break down the customers into one of 65 consumer archetypes known as a tapestry segments in Business Decisions. A copy of the Business Decisions Tapestry Data Manual can be found under the Resource tab of stevebizblog.com. That's stevebizblog.com. If your customer segment is a business, B2B, you can use a list of NAICS codes to consider alternative customer segments. After you create a list of potential customer segments, are there some segments that are more aligned with your business model? Do some have greater potential for higher profit margins? Next, take a look at your list and determine which segments are most likely to grow and which are most likely to shrink. Harry Dent is an economist that looks at age and buying habits to assess the health of various consumer segments, B2C. A copy of Harry Dent's demand curves can be found under the Resource tab of stevebizblog.com. That's stevebizblog.com. Next, you should look at what the specific customer segments really want and what will they likely resist. For example, if you are appealing to an older crowd, is it wise to develop a mobile app since they may resist buying a smartphone? Finally, it is time to consider if they really like your product or service better than other options and if there are customer switching costs you have to mitigate in your business model to finally get these customers to switch. For example, Sprint offers to buy out your existing contract if you agree to switch to their phone service as a way to mitigate switching costs. Also, commercial landlords often offer one or more months of free rent to compensate the customer expenses of relocating their business.
Question:
what are the market forces affecting your business model canvas? Critical thinking about market forces. When completing a business model canvas, it is helpful to guide the discussion through the use of questions. When it comes to looking at market forces that will affect your business model, the following set of questions should help you in thinking more critically about your business model. These questions are broken down into five categories: market issues, market segments, needs and demands, switching costs, and revenue attractiveness. Market issues. What are the critical issues affecting the customer landscape? What market shifts are underway? Where is the market heading? Market segments. Can you define the customer segment further by demographic and psychographic characteristics? Are there specific customer market segments that are growing or shrinking? Are there peripheral customer market segments that deserve more attention? Needs and demands. What are the customer's biggest expressed and unexpressed needs? What are the biggest unsatisfied customer needs? Where is demand increasing or decreasing? Switching costs. What binds the customer to a company and its offerings? What switching costs prevent customers from defecting to competitors? Is it easy for customers to find and purchase similar offerings? How recognized and important is your brand? Revenue attractiveness. What are customers willing to pay for? Where can the largest margins be achieved? Can customers find and purchase cheaper products or services?
Question:
what market forces affect your business model?